Yo, this is episode 38 of the Big Podcast. After this, I am going to come on again saying yo, because I forgot to introduce this episode. But we're not talking about music this episode. We're going to get into a little bit more serious things dealing with men, accountability, sexual assault, and just, you know, how people carry themselves as men these days. But enjoy the listen. And keep up with me. You know, make sure you listen to any other episode that's recently dropped if you've missed out, because we giving it up. Enjoy. So, me and T just watched the new music video of Wale Sue Me featuring Kelly Price. And before we get into it, I just want to throw out a couple of things if you didn't notice them. I want to throw out how there were the billboard signs about how to get kinkier hair. I want to throw out how there was a sign, you know, when you get to the end of the video, how it was talking about youth violence, and you see a young child, you know, there, a young white child. And basically, this video is basically if the roles were switched, and if it wasn't us, you know, that was being persecuted and being looked at as predators. And if it was them, keyword them. And I don't want to say them to be insensitive, because I goddamn, one of them cats just shit it. But I don't want to say them to be seem insensitive, because I know that there's people that live in Europe that listen to this podcast. But I have to be real with you. You guys, if it wasn't someone like me and someone like you, that's the roles that were switched. If you haven't watched this video, you may want to watch this video. You may want to pause this before you listen further on, because you want to have a reference of what we're talking about. So,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I want to know what you, T, thinks of this video. React.
I think it was a great video, and it made me understand the world that we live in today a lot better, like seeing it, someone else put it together, because that's how it really is for African-American people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that it's like that. I mean, it's really sad that the color of someone's skin changes the thoughts about people.
Yeah, and, you know, I always like to say this, because I don't know if everybody knows this. Race isn't real. Mm-mm. Race doesn't even make up a whole percentage of 100% of your body. It's not real. So the way that constructs can be set up to make it real in not even in just this country, all over the world, it's kind of sick. And you know what's crazy about this video? When I watched it, I wouldn't want to wish that the roles were reversed. I wouldn't want anybody to feel like this or be treated like this. They did the reenactment of the whole Starbucks situation. I don't know if you guys that have watched the video noticed, but they called it Moorbucks. I don't know if you guys know what a Moor is. I'm not as educated enough as I should be on it to be able to explain it to you, but you may want to look that up. But, yeah, it's not like watching this video, at least for me, I didn't say, oh, yeah, it should be like that. No, that's horrible. But even to the point where, like, the kid is walking up the steps and all of the businessmen are just, like, shoving him, like, bro, nobody should be treated like that. It doesn't matter if the roles are reversed. I would be against it no matter what. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, what I'm surprised is, and I'm probably never gonna find this out, but, like, who paid for this? Did the label pay for this? Or did Wale pay for this? Like, the whole video. Who paid? Because now, T asked me how many views this had when we got done watching it. It came out today, if I'm not mistaken. It has 185,000 views. That's not a lot when you think about, you know, a rapper putting out a music video. But at the same time, Wale has been around. I'm not going to sit here and act like Wale is hot, even though he's one of my favorite artists. So, I mean, we got to be realistic when you say, is the label really going to put promotion behind this? I feel like the people that want to see this are going to see it. But if you don't want to see it, it's not going to be put out there. Like Lil Baby's new video that came out last night. We ain't see that yet. But you know what I'm saying? Do you have any other comments, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like, you know, it shouldn't be the way it is now, and it shouldn't be the way that it is in the video. But it's just a visual of how African-American people are treated in today's world and have been treated, not just today, but for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad. It's very sad because I'll never understand why. Like, I'll never understand why.
Oh, you don't know why?
I mean, I know why. I just don't understand why. Like, what's the point?
Oh, I can tell you why. This is the part of the review where I get on my bullshit and say some shit that probably shouldn't be said. Money. Why? Number one, and this, like I said, I'm going to say some shit that shouldn't be said. Number one, that scenario would never happen. You know why it would never happen?
Why?
Because there's no monetary gain in keeping white people down. Why? Because we created this shit.
Yeah.
Keeping them down, we don't need that. We wouldn't need it. If the world was to go how it was supposed to go, we would automatically be ahead. Yeah. There's no monetary gain in keeping them down. Why? Because they come from us. Why? Because they're just, and I'm talking about biologically speaking, melanin speaking, because melanin, the United States sells melanin. That's why all of these kids are being abducted, and all of these black men and black women just turn up missing and never come back again because the rich folk is using their organs. You know what I'm saying? It would never be like that because it would never need to be like that. We wouldn't need to do all of that. The only reason that all of this bullshit happens in this society is because that's the only way they would be ahead. Yeah. Only way. As you can see, coming up in 2020, bruh, do you know how many millionaires are being made within the last 10 years? Within this whole social media era?
Yeah.
So many black millionaires? Because guess what? We just have it. We just have it. And I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about the fact that we have more melanin. And I'm not a scientist. I don't know these things, but it's a fact. Melanin is one of the most valuable things in the world. In the world. That's why so many of us are getting killed. That's why so many of us are getting sold into slavery and human trafficking. Because they need that. You think that these rock stars that are 90 years old just live? Come on. Come on. But that's all I'm going to say. Do you have any other closing remarks?
No, it's a great video. Go watch. Get Wale's views up. It's a great video to watch.
Get Wale. Yeah, get Wale's views up for sure. I'm going to put in, I have nothing to do with this, but I'm definitely putting the link in the description because y'all already know I got two Wale, I don't have a Wale episode. I got two Wale episodes, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can go listen to them too.
Yeah, he's great.
You know what I'm saying? Wale is that nigga. Y'all got Wale all the way, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Y'all can go listen to the other videos and hear my Wale arguments. But, yeah, go watch. I'm going to put a link in the description just because I love Wale so much. Wale means so much to our culture. And it's so sad that a lot of us aren't going to realize that until Wale stops making music. Wale means so much to our culture, so much to this podcast. The name of this podcast is derived from a Wale song, like, period. And I'm not going to tell you that, because if you want to know, you can click the link in the merch and I have a shirt about it. And you can figure out what the name of the podcast is. It's just not the word big, of course. Come on, man. If you've been listening to this, you can't think I'm that small minded that it's just the big podcast. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Link is in the description. Wale, sue me. What I will say, no, actually, I will not say that, because I'm not gonna say anything that opposes this video on this review. So y'all should run up this review like y'all ran up that Drake review. You know that I got more listens on my Drake review than anything ever?
Really?
Yeah.
No. Start from the beginning and work your way up.
Exactly, man. Listen to episode one. Man, we only got 37 episodes. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. But, in closing, this is another edition of
The Big Podcast.
I was hoping that you were going to say CT on the mic.
Oh, my bad. CT on the mic.
And we are out. Okay, let's talk about it. Whew, man, this has been something that I've heard a lot about that I wanted to give my perspective on. Gangster rap. Now, as a person that, you know, on one hand loves rap music, and on the other hand hates the way that the black community operates and how the black community kills and steals from anybody trying to get out of that predicament, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Because on one hand, you know, if you look at it from this point of view, on one hand, gangster rap music is really what brought a lot of us, meaning people from my age range, into the fold. I don't know how old you guys are. That's a lie. I know how old you guys are. You guys are ages 22 to 29. I look at my stats. I'm aware of who listens to me. But, you know, I can just speak from my point of view. I came into the rap game. The first song that I, like, really came into the rap game, like, you know, falling in love with, was 50 Cent in the Club. Because I'll tell you this, from ages 0 to 6, ages 0 to 6, I lived in a Christian household. So I didn't really hear rap, you know, around that time frame. But from ages 6 to now, rap music is pretty much all I've been listening to. And, you know, it's not like I'm not aware. You know, I'm aware of, you know, people's gripes against rap music. How people say, you know, like a Boyce Watkins will say, when you listen to rap music, you there's like three things that are always in rap songs. It's always killing someone of your community, most likely another black male. It's always the degrading of women. And it's always the spending of money frivolously. You know what I'm saying? And I think there's a couple of more, but those are, I would say, the, you know, the most prominent things that people like to point out in the rap game. And this is my thing. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. But my counterpoint to that is, if you think about a Griselda, if you think about a West Side Gun that, you know, if I'm not sure if he still is, but, you know, in the past was on a supervised position, you know, supervision from jail, meaning that, you know, you have to get clearance from your parole or probation officer to even leave the city to go make your money doing the rap game. If you talk about a Benny the Butcher, who he said himself, 3-4 years ago, I was selling heroin hand to hand. You have to look at it from that perspective and then look at music from the perspective of being an art. And, you know, I harken back to when Boosie said this on the Vlad TV interview. Bro, these artists have to let us know what they truly going through. You know, just like, you know, when I speak about Griselda talking about people talking about selling the drugs, just like a Juice WRLD talking about doing the drugs, if that's what they're really going through, that's what they should be making their music about. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, you know, and maybe some people disagree with me, I don't have a problem with somebody really going through that shit and making their music about it. I have a problem with people that aren't going through that shit and making the music about it, because that means you're pushing an agenda. And I know a lot of people will say a lot of rappers aren't going through that shit, and that's the problem. Those guys are the problem. As an individual that has, you know, friends and family that are rappers, you know, knows people's lives that they put on these albums and these songs, I can tell you that it's some people that really go through this shit. It's some people that's all that they know. So how can we fault them for making something out of nothing using all that they know? You know what I'm saying? I think that kind of gets left out when, you know, older African Americans like to talk about rap music and gangster rap music, because it's art. Are you calling out, and people always say this because it's a relevant argument, are you calling out Stephen King for making fucking horror movies about killing people, if that's not really what he's living? If are you calling out Stephen King for just promoting the subject of killing people? Are you calling out these movie directors? Are you calling out them people? If you're not calling out those people, I find it weird that you're calling out people of your own race. You know what I mean? I find that weird. So it's so many folds that you can really talk about this gangster rap shit, or just rap shit as a whole, because, you know, it's some people that don't have a mindset where they can listen to people and see what they're coming from. They're just stronghold in their convictions, even though they're not the most updated on the rap music, and they'll still have an opinion on it, even though they shouldn't, because you don't know shit about it. You're not updated about it. So how do you have an opinion on something that you're not updated about it? But that's how a lot of old people look at this shit, like, no updates, you know, no information, recent information, but you got an opinion on it. That's how they look at it. So we have to understand when, you know, we hear these points of views of just trashing, you know, rap music, you got to realize who it's coming from. As I touched on a previous podcast, you know, someone that was trashing Nipsey Hussle, when you listen to the individual talk, you realize that this individual knows nothing about Nipsey Hussle. So you have to take that with a grain of salt. But as a person that lives and breathes this genre, this is the only genre I listen to because I'm true to it. And I'm not saying that you're not true to it if you listen to other stuff, but that's just my preference. This is all I listen to. It's deeper than just trying to push a narrative. You know, nowadays, people that, like, have never done a drug or anything, I'm going to say you're pushing a narrative. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Future pushes a narrative. Future gets paid to push a narrative. Future, he signed a $50 million record deal. Oh, yeah, he's getting paid to push a narrative. It is what it is. You know, that's the nastiness of this rap game. But when you talk about guys like Griselda, when you talk about guys like, I'm going to just throw his name in there because I'm listening to his project right now, Ransom. When you talk about guys like a Juice WRLD, this is their life. What else would you want somebody to speak about? Because art has to be true. It's best when it's true. What else do you want them to speak about? So it's kind of a double-edged sword when you really think about this gangsta rap stuff. Because it's like, is it really ruining the community? Or is it letting people know what's actually going on in the community? It's a double-edged sword. And I just wish that, you know, people that speak against hip-hop, people that speak against particularly gangster rap, would do a little bit more research and not assume so many things, because it's deeper than what you're seeing from the outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even tell you anybody that's like fake, because if I feel like your music is ingenuine, I'm not going to listen to your music that's ingenuine. I'm not even going to bring you up on my podcast or speak about it or tweet about it, because you're ingenuine. You're not really an artist. So I can't give you any like comparisons to say, oh, he's not real, because I'm automatically going to shut it down when it comes to that. I'm not going to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people can say, oh, you know, they like to talk about this, they like to talk about that, but they never went through that. There's a difference between never going through something and then this being your reality. Not that you're actually doing the things, but this is what you see every day. You can illustrate that. And I think that's where the shades of gray come in. But it really shouldn't be like that. And I mean, to be honest with you, it don't matter what these people say. I love hip hop, so I'm going to listen to it all. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we can't confirm whether or not so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. And to be honest with you, I'm not trying to confirm if so-and-so did this and that, because that's not my concern. You know what I'm saying? I just love the art of it. But I can definitely tell, okay, you know, this is serious. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it. We're not dropping a full podcast this week. I don't even remember the last time I dropped a full podcast. I don't know if it was this week or last week. It was this week. So we're not dropping a full podcast yet. But we're dropping a couple segments. So let's get it. Alright, so this is another one of those topics in our community that, in my opinion, is bullshit. But, you know, at a certain point, I understand it. The terms ghetto, ratchet, hood, and all of that. Now, I don't know if you guys notice, I have a little bit of a southern accent. I was born in Tampa, Florida. I was not raised in Tampa, Florida. I was raised from 0 to 6 in Tampa, Florida. Then I moved up north. And then I went back to Florida from 17 to 20, 22, something like that. But I wanted to get on this topic because, you know, there's always people that claim they are not interested in my YouTube channel, but they take the time out to comment. And if you don't follow my YouTube channel, you maybe don't know, I had to re-upload some videos because I ain't gonna tell you guys all the intricacies, but I had to re-upload some videos and put a new intro on them. And one of the in the intro is, you know, basically me with a little voice changer. And the thing is, comedy and consciousness, no cap. And somebody commented saying, I pulled up this video, but I exited right when it said no cap. Y'all can keep the ratchivity. I don't even know what they, ratcheticity, what, it wasn't a word, no matter what. It wasn't a word. And this is my thing. Bro. I'm just going to say it. We not white. We not white, bro. We African Americans, bro. We don't come from these places. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? If you like me, you don't live in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We come from these places. We talk how we talk. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, like, bro, what's wrong with being ratchet? What's wrong with being ghetto? I know a lot of ratchet people that got bank. I know a lot of ghetto people that got bank. I know a lot of them type of people that are functioning individuals in society. So what's the problem? I hate when people, like, you know, somebody will, you know, you'll listen to something, you'll be like, oh, that's ratchet. What's wrong with that? You scared to be who you are? Are you afraid to be who you are because you're going to be judged by somebody that has no interest and no education on your culture? What's the point of saying that? Things like that, it kind of gets under my skin. Now, bro, understandably, if y'all going to be fighting, y'all going to be hating and being on some low frequency shit, of course I'm not on that type of time. But bro, you mad because of the way I talk? Have you ever been down south? Or do you think that just because you are African American and we're in wherever you stay in the region of the United States, that's how everybody's supposed to talk? Explain it to me, bro. Explain it to me. What's the reason for all of that? We want to cause dissension and we want to act like, oh, I'm not really about all of that. You taking a dig at people that talk like that, at people that come from that type of community. What is your point in saying that? What's really the point? Is it because you was a good old boy? And you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean a good old boy to put nobody down, but y'all know what I'm saying. Is it because you a good old boy and you wasn't, you know, put on to that type of lifestyle, that's so the fact that you don't really understand that lifestyle, you just gonna put it down? Is that what the reason is? Bro, and I'm not sitting here acting like the most hood nigga alive and all of that bullshit and all that goofy ass shit that y'all try to portray and shit. But it's like you can't accept that it's several different type of us. You think that, oh, because you know how to talk, that, oh, everybody's supposed to know how to talk like you? What is that? Do you not believe in diversity? Do you not know what the definition of diversity is? That really irritates me, because it's like you think that the diction of somebody's language can tell how smart they are. That's nowhere near true. And if you think that, you've never been anywhere. You've never been anywhere. You've never been exposed outside of your community. So you have really no equity to speak on culture, because you don't know what you're talking about. Am I wrong? I don't know. Maybe I don't know, bro. I don't know. Maybe. And even if you're not from the United States of America, you could still kind of see where I'm coming from. Because still, if you're in a different region of this world, bro, people don't talk all the same way from this, you know, like they from the same area. Y'all have different dialects. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, people that say that, like people that try to act like they smarter than everybody because of the way that they talk, I feel like them people ain't that smart. Because it's like, bro, you gotta put other people down to make it seem like you smart. That's not a sign of intelligence. And a lot of people like to do that nowadays. And I see through that. Because it's like, bro, number one, there's a term called code switching. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to explain that to you. Because if you're so smart, you can look it up yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so much stuff that black folk like to focus on that's not even important. You trying to find a reason to fight and argue with somebody, but you supposed to be so smart and so educated. Get the fuck out of here. You are, you know what I'm saying? You're one of them. You're one of them. It's disgusting, but I can honestly tell you I'm not surprised, because that's what we like to do. We like to kind of separate ourselves from other people that look like us so that we can pander to other people. And it's disgusting. It's fucking sick. Dumbass. Just because you don't fucking talk like somebody else talk don't mean you smarter than them, stupid. It mean you just a little more pussy. That's really what it mean. But that's all I got to say about that shit. That's all I got to say, man. Because that's... Come on, man. I've been trying to do this segment for probably like the last 3 days. 2 or 3 times. I got like 10 minutes deep into this segment and just scrapped it all. Because I was in the heat of the moment of like being anxious. So, I think right now, not as anxious, not necessarily anxious, as more say currently right now pissed off, but bro, I'm not even gonna lie, for the last like week or so, this quarantine stuff was really getting to me. The fact of me being one of those people that can't work because jobs shut down during this time, it's really getting to me. The fact of like, you know, certain things that have happened during the course of the last few days is adding a little fuel to the fire. It seems like, bro, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the trend is, but it seems like people that like I'm not really fly with is like talking out the side of their neck. And I have to compose myself, because if I tell people about themselves just because they're old or older, it'll be deemed as disrespectful, which isn't fair. But, you know, that's the only card that they, you know, older people have to throw in when you tell them about themselves and they're clearly wrong. Won't give any details, but of course, just like last time, it was very unwarranted, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, people gonna do what they wanna do, especially old people. They think they always right. They gonna say what they wanna say, even though it's not to your face. Now, it's a different situation, but, you know, it is what it is. That's not really why I'm here today. I wanna talk about anxiety. Let's do a mental health checkup. And I got a couple things, other things I want to talk to you guys about. I don't know, bro. It's like, throughout the last, like, few days, it's like I kind of did, like, a regression. It's kind of like I had regression as far as, like, my anxiety. I don't know if I said this already. I don't know if I said it the 2 times I recorded it and deleted the segment, or if I said it like on an actual episode that's out, but I'm back to not sleeping at night again. In particular, what I want to talk about is the anxiety. I don't know if they're stress induced, but the nightmares, bro. like when I'm like really anxious and really stressed out, I have crazy dreams, like crazy, vivid, movie-like dreams. It's, bro, at first when it happened, it kind of freaked me out, because it's like, I was like, what the fuck? But I've been having like these types of crazy dreams for a couple months now. So it's like, you know, it's still weird, but it's normal. It, you know, if you can tell what I mean, or if you can understand what I'm saying. Like, to the point where, I mean, like, everybody has a nightmare they think that's real. But, like, to, like, the legit point where, like, I'm waking up like, damn, that was a dream? You know what I'm saying? Like, to where, like, I can, like, taste something if I'm eating in a dream type shit, bro. It's weird. Now, I did minimal research on this because I kind of, like, knew what I was going to get, because it's like, I know I have anxiety, and I've never had these types of nightmares unless I was anxious. So I kind of understood, like, yeah, this probably has some type of connection to it. And, of course, I read further, and it said, probably shouldn't drink as much. And that's one thing I'll come clean with, bro. Oh boy. Oh boy. I hope, you know, some things happen to where, you know, it'd be easier for me to stop drinking. It's not that I'm addicted or anything. I actually don't really like waking up with hangovers and stuff like that, which I don't really get now because my tolerance is so high. But I'm ready to stop. And I don't know if I can stop during this corona stuff, because this junk is stressful, and you just, you know, in some ways just want to, you know, feel less tense and not feel so boxed in and so uptight about everything, because you don't really know what's to come. You know, like, Georgia just opened up, and if I'm not mistaken, they got, like, way more people that contracted the virus, and about 20 more people died since that happened. So, what is really, you know, going to happen with all of this? Being that I live in a state that probably has, less space between people, it's going to be really crucial if, you know, and it's like, if we were to open up prematurely, and thankfully we're not. I think the governor extended our stay at home order for another month, around like the 18th or something like that. But this is scary, bro. You know, and bro, I can be honest with y'all, like, if the stay at home order is cleared and I'm able to go back to work, I'm going to want to go back to work. I was talking to one of my brothers the other day, and he was like, and I was telling him this, and he was like, it's crazy how, you know, you people really going to have to choose between the chance of dying and, you know, making money. It's crazy, bro. Like, yeah, you know, you can get unemployment. Bro, you know how long that shit has taken? I applied for that a month ago. And, bro, it's a lot of shit going on, bro. I remember I emailed them about a week ago, and they said that it was going to take me 20 days to get a response. Thankfully, it didn't take me that long, but, like, It's not a quick process. It's not just the normal rate of people applying for unemployment, bro. So, you know, it's a lot of waiting. I don't know about y'all. I still haven't even gotten a stimulus check. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of waiting, and we, it, yeah, stuff isn't due, but it's like, I mean, stuff is due. Bills still have to be paid once that's being done, but like, damn, nobody's rich. We wasn't rich before the corona, so we're definitely not rich with the corona. So, it's a lot of shit going on, bro, and it's not even like the money aspect. I'm worried, but I know, you know, as time goes on, you know, that'll be cleared up, but that waiting period, that's the problem, bro. That waiting period is a problem. I guess somebody, I don't know, because I live in an apartment complex with, you know, a couple of different buildings, and I guess somebody's fucking with people's mail. Like, people are going crazy right now. People are going crazy to the point where, you know, if something don't happen, people is really going to get turned up. Like, there was like a freaking protest downtown last week. People protesting the virus about not wanting to stay in the house. How many of those people do you think contracted the virus by doing that? This shit is crazy, bro. You know, the store's talking about you need a mask to come into the store. And it's like, if you don't actually have, and I'm pretty sure this is what it was because I did a little bit of research. You don't actually have the N95 mask, like the surgical mask. You might as well not even have a mask on. So it's like, bro, this shit is crazy, bro. You know, one time, you know, one day you say it's airborne, so having a mask on isn't really going to help that. You know what I'm saying? On top of the fact that having a mask on only protects other people from you and your germs. Another minute you say, you know, people can breathe it on you. Okay. Again, you don't have the correct mask. You can still give, you know, your germs and or viruses to other people. And then you say, oh, you should take your shoes off when you walk into the house because it can stay on your shoe for 7 days. It's all, it's so much mumbo jumbo, just throwing shit together type stuff. And I'm still not watching the news, but like, this shit is still stressful. This shit is still stressful, bro. You know. Fam. I'm ready for this shit to be done. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'm ready for this shit to be done because niggas got plans and this was not in the fucking plan book or planner. But, you know, it is what it is. We just gotta keep, you know, keep on keeping on, you know, like, I don't know what y'all are doing, but, you know, if you got something that you, you know, can dedicate more time to, I would suggest you dedicate more time to that and keeping yourself busy somehow, some way, you know, spending time talking to family. I'm going to download the Zoom app because I've had two or more family members ask me if I have it, so I'm going to download that app, so if they want to, you know, video call, we can do that. Because I talked to my brother today on the video chat. It was cool. I actually got some good information from him that I wanted to spread, you know, tell y'all. We, meaning me and the people that support me, you know, and tune into my content, are going to have a Facebook group. It's kind of late, but I'm not mistaken, it's he's big group, and I'll make sure to put the link in the description of this podcast on there. This group, it's not going to be anything more than, you know, posting updates to episodes where, excuse me, you know, we may, you know, get into having watch parties and stuff like that once, you know, the numbers get a little bit. And I'm not looking for huge numbers. You know what I'm saying? But enough numbers, you know, to do something of that magnitude. I'm definitely going to be doing a live stream, you know, once I get this group together even more. The group has already been created, but there's just, you know, I just created it, so it's not that much many posts on there. You know what I mean? So it's going to be for my podcast listeners, people that listen to my YouTube or watch my YouTube channel. It's going to be all that in one, where you can, you know, see updates on merchandise and, you know, stuff like that. Videos, segments, podcast episodes, whatever. And we're going to have, you know, we're going to have discussions and stuff like that, just so we can get a little bit more familiarized and basically have somewhat of a home base. So again, I'm going to put that in the link. I'm going to put the link in the description of this segment. And, you know, depending on when you listen to this, you'll be able to click on it and get a little bit more information. So that's pretty much all that I have for this little segment. I know it's a little bit choppy, but, bro, niggas is going through it. I ain't even going to lie to you. What I do want to say, as I'm closing out, I'm going to put this link in the description as well. Y'all go check out Havoc. Why did I say Havoc? Y'all go check out Ransom's new project, Director's Cut Part 2. I haven't really been listening to much music. I have a couple of albums I listened to that came out on Friday. It's already fucking Monday. But Havoc's Director's Cut, Ransom's Director's Cut Part 2. We're definitely going to go over that within the next episode, but go give that a listen. It's only 16 minutes total. It's four songs, only 16 minutes total. So it's a quick listen. You can, I think I'm going to put the link to the YouTube video in the description, because it's the whole project in one video. So, you know, you can just turn it on and let that thing ride. It's a lot of bars. Not like a lot, like rappy, rap, but it's bars. So y'all give that a listen. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for the Facebook group. And y'all just stay up, man. This shit is tough. But let's stay up, and let's definitely not let this break us, bro. And if it do break us, let's get back the next day and, you know, get back to pushing through it. Yup. Okay. We're going to have a discussion today. Usually, I am on the side of letting, you know, people know what women do and the wrong stuff that women do. But fuck that, we're doing some male bashing today, because something disgusting has happened. And I'm not saying it like it doesn't happen all the time. And, like, this isn't a normal, you know, this isn't a known story that's all, you know, that's come out time and time again. But I'm going to take this opportunity to use my platform responsibly and call out a lot of you hoe-ass, bitch-ass niggas, man. Because, excuse me, I would like to believe I'm a person of morals. And, you know, I don't have much friends. Some of the reasons may be because I, you know, treat my friends like friends, and I care for my friends. So if I see you doing something wrong, I'm going to tell you something, tell you about it. Now, the situation came out that, Chris Stiles of, Duce Palooza has a history of being sexually abusive. Allegedly, this is all alleged. Nothing has been proved, but we'll say, if you're like me and you don't know much information about this, there's been a lot of stories, a lot of women that have been on Twitter sharing their story about this man. I did read one story about him where a young lady said that she was new to New York, and she was at a party, and her and her friend were together, and then they were with him, and I guess they weren't I don't know if they were, you know, together as far as like talking to each other or if they were just hanging out. But her friend was really drunk, so she ended up going home because they thought that this gentleman was, you know, a good gentleman. He was just going to take her home after. So she says that they're driving home and he's trying to get her to give him fellatio while he's driving. And she realizes that she's not even driving to her house. So they end up at his house. And I guess he's trying to undress her. And then once she finally says that, you know, we're not fucking. This is not what's going down. He walks out and basically tells her, this is the street that you're on. And ignores her and, you know, goes about his business. Keep in mind the fact that this is around like 3 a.m. So, you know, this is all alleged still. But you guys know that 9 times out of 10, if several people have distinguishing stories, it's most likely true. Now, I'm not here to bash the man. I'm here to bash men who do that as a whole. I'm here to, you know, we're not just going to stay on that topic. We're going to talk about just bitch ass nigga shit that a lot of us do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not exempt from this because a lot, bro, if you ain't done no bitch ass nigga shit, you're not alive. People make mistakes. From the rape aspect, you niggas are sick, man. You niggas are sick. And we have to realize that, you know, if just because you're not, you know, raping her per se or, you know, forcing her to have sex with you, there's still a lot of other creep shit that you can do. I'll be transparent with you guys and give you guys something that I've done in the past so that we can all be on the same page. Because I know a lot of you niggas like to act like you don't know what makes somebody uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? I remember back in like 2013, 2014. I just graduated from high school. I was working at the police department as a dispatcher. You know what I'm saying? I lived with my cousin. I didn't have to pay full rent. All I had was, you know, $300 of rent, my phone bill to pay, my bus fare, because I had not gotten a car yet at that time. My bus fare, and then my food. So I'm making a good amount of money for, you know, anybody, average. You know what I'm saying? So, I got money to blow. So, I'm going out every weekend, bro. Even sometimes during the week, I'm just going out. You know what I'm saying? This is when I was fly, you know, and not a fat ass and, you know, locked down and shit. This is when I was fly, where, you know, I didn't have no responsibilities besides getting up and going to work. I didn't have any responsibilities. So, I used to get fucked up. Every night, bro. Fucked up every night, bro. And I remember this one particular night where I don't remember who I was with. I was with one of the homies, quote unquote homies. And I was dancing with this girl. And I don't know why I did this. I grabbed the girl by her waist and started humping her. And she walked away. And I think I was with a group of people, because if I understand correctly, the group of people that I was with started laughing. And at the time, I was like really fucked up. So I was laughing too. And bro, even to think about this story now, that is some sick ass shit, bro. Like, you don't know what that girl's been going through. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what her triggers are. And she might not have even been wanting to do all that. She probably wasn't, because she walked away after. And even if she was, that really wasn't the way to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is nasty, bro. That shit is sick. I'll give you guys another example. And I don't even remember this. But it just shows you how, you know, sick one person can be and how sick other people around them can be. I remember one time, I was at, we were at Jimmy John's down in Ybor City. And again, I'm fucked up and I'm trying to talk to this woman, you know what I'm saying? And she wasn't trying to talk to me. And I said, it's cool. I didn't want to fucking talk to you anyway, ugly ass motherfucker. And I don't know if I used the word motherfucker. I think I might have used the word bitch. And, bruh, I woke up the next day and my female cousin was telling me about this, laughing about it. And it's like, again, nasty, nasty, nasty behavior, bro. Because it's like, bro, I look, even at that time, I look down on niggas that try to talk to a girl. They say no. And now you mad. Now you want to make jokes and all of that. That's some bitch ass shit, bro. That's some bitch ass shit. So, bro, and you know, this is the thing, bro. A lot of us is going to make mistakes, bro. A lot of us is going to do some shit that's like, bro, that was what you going to think about. It's like, yo, that was whack. It don't end there. You have to correct the mistake. You have to take accountability of the mistake and correct it. And I feel like that's a lot of problem with a lot of men out here. And this is what I like to call females with dicks. Because I would say that's a female trait, to not have no accountability whatsoever. Even though real women and good women have accountability, bro, that's a female trait. How can you not, like, bro, you're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to be this alpha male. And I don't even like the term alpha male for real. Because a lot of niggas use the requirements, or not the requirements, but the checklist of an alpha male as a lot of shit that's really ho-ish. And we'll get into that. But you're supposed to be a quote-unquote alpha male. You're supposed to be a quote-unquote tough guy, but you can't take rejection. That's pussy-ass nigga shit, bro. Like, it's a lot of niggas out here that will file on your ass, you know, if you say one thing they don't like. That's some bitch ass shit, bro. That's not something to say, that be cool about. It's not, bro. You're grown. It may have been funny back in middle school and high school, bro. You're grown now. I've seen people say, oh, I feel like if you a man, you got to know how to fight. I feel like you should know how to defend yourself. You should. But that shouldn't, just because you've never been put in that situation to where you've never needed to know how to, that shouldn't say anything about your manhood. That, bro, being, knowing how to defend yourself, knowing how to do all that, that's not really manhood. Being a man to me is being able to take accountability for your actions, having self-control, not that you don't get emotional, but being able to control your emotions, because that's another thing, bro. Niggas, like, y'all act like niggas is supposed to be just some brick wall, and I was listening to a YouTuber say this, like, bro, if you have no emotions and you're not emotional as a man, how are you going to connect to your family and your kids and be emotionally available for them? You know what I'm saying? You got to really think about how deep this shit goes, bro. Being emotional is just not, oh, you're not crying. And that's another thing, bro. All of y'all niggas talking about, oh, I don't cry and all that. So you telling me that you just sitting around, walking around with all this pent up emotion and pent up stress and anger. That's dangerous, bro. That is dangerous. And bro, I'm not sitting here saying, because I'm not a crier. You know what I'm saying? I don't cry a lot. And when I do, it not a lot comes out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying? There's been times where me and my girlfriend have gone through stuff. You know what I'm saying? Where we've just sat on the couch and just cried our eyes out together, bro. It's been times where, bro, that's what life is. You know what I'm saying? Bro, being a man to me is, you know, being able to do what you gotta do, and being able to bounce back from shit, bro. Because guess what? Another thing is, and you know, it's like I said in one of these other things, it's a bitch ass nigga that was, you know, running his mouth, and you know, he doesn't, you know, even him being old in age, he doesn't understand what a man is, because he feel like you don't ever supposed to make mistakes. And this bitch ass nigga, You know what I'm saying? Don't even do what he's supposed to do in his life. So he don't even have a full, he can't even have an opinion on this. And I'm not talking about you, Dad. I'm definitely not talking about you. You know what I'm saying? But, bruh, you know what I'm saying? And like, speaking on that situation, I'm not going to speak on it, but, like, being, bruh, niggas don't, real men don't sit around and gossip and, you know, be telling people to tea and be telling people all people business and telling stories and spreading rumors and shit. That's some more bitch ass shit, bro. That's bitch ass shit that females do, bro. And I'm not calling females bitches, but when a dude do it, that's some bitch ass shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you don't know the whole story about shit, you just making up a story and you want to spread that. That's some hoe ass shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, and you know, I feel strongly about this, you know, position of being a man and, you know, how you're supposed to treat women. Because I can tell y'all, I've seen things and been in situations where I've lived with people that were in abusive relationships. And I won't even call this an abusive relationship because they both, the male and the female, both used to hit on and beat on each other. But you already know that most men are stronger than females. And for the most part, he was the motherfucker, you know, he was the motherfucker initiating the shit. You know what I'm saying? And again, this is another thing, bro. This is another thing that I found out. Bro, if you hit on your woman, what the fuck you think she gonna do? And if you make that a fucking pattern, there might be times where she going to start popping off on you too because she want to beat you to the point. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. Like, bro, you don't have enough self-control and emotional intelligence to even have your house in order. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, so back to that situation, bro. And it's crazy. And you, it's a lot of things that you may not know how to deal with, bro. I'll tell you this. In that relationship, when I found out, you know, when I first saw that shit, I said, bro, what are you doing? And this was one of my family members, the male. I said, what are you doing? Why do you do that to her? That's disgusting, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you telling me you not man enough to be able to figure out another way to, you know, to handle your shit? You telling me you not intelligent enough to handle your shit? You know what I'm saying? And there was never a response because, you know, it's a lot of dudes out here that is not accountable for their actions, and they okay with not being accountable for their actions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here. So it got to a point where it was like, yo, I'm talking to him, I'm like, yo, you need to leave him, bro, because it's like, dog, I can't just jump into y'all shit every time y'all go at this shit, bro. He not going to change. This is my, we related and all of that, but this, you gotta leave this. There, bro, I'm talking about, I've been in, you know, times where I'm driving the girl off, taking her to a mama house, shit like that. The nigga beating on the window and all this. I'm like, man, this is crazy, bro. And it got to a point where, bro, and I don't know if this is right or wrong. It got to a point where I said, you know what, fuck that shit, bro. Y'all can fight because, bro, you don't want to do nothing. You have somewhere else to go. You don't have to deal with this shit, but you choose to keep coming back to it. You're not putting your foot down about it. You just letting it happen. What do I look like jumping in that shit all the time and stressing myself out because it's going to happen another 3 days later? What I look like? And I was in a position to where, bro, I didn't have anywhere to go. So I had to endure that shit, bro. I had to. So, you know, that situation is that. And, like, it's like, bro, I remember when, like, they used to get into it, when I used to be around other people, they'd be like, yo, they fighting. I'm like, yeah, they fight all the time, bro. Like, nah, they fighting. Like, I know what you mean. They do that all the time. You know what I'm saying? And, bro, I've never put my hands on a female. Never will, bro, because I don't see the reason why. Number one, I'm not really a violence type person. I don't really get it. I've never really had to get into those types of situations because number one, I'm the majority of my life, I'll be honest with you, I've not lived in the hood, not lived in the ghetto, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I've not really been in those situations. Yeah, at school, you know, I used to go to Turner. If you're from Pittsburgh, you know that's a crazy ass school. I had to fight at Turner. But I'm not really that guy. I'm not that guy. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, bro, damn, I lost my point. And shit, somebody, I need to return this person's call, but we I'm not gonna stop right now, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get this shit off. It's, bro, it's a lot of whole ass shit that men do, and I wish men would stop doing it, bro. One thing that just disgusts me, a lot of men do stuff solely for other men, solely for the approval of other men. So much to the point that most men think that that's how other men move. Oh, you don't want to be out here looking like this to this nigga and that nigga. And you don't want to be looking like this to so-and-so. Fam, I don't give a fuck, bro. And this isn't any type of case, bro. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know what I'm saying? I remember I'm talking to this dude in my YouTube comments, and he telling me, oh, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. I said, bro, I'm a grown-ass man. I don't need to do shit. I'm going to do what the fuck I want. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want it, if you don't like that shit, if you want that shit to happen, you go make a YouTube video about it, bitch-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want that shit to be done, you do it. The fuck? Talking about, oh, you weird. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm weird. And I stand in that shit, bruh. What the fuck do that mean? Oh, because I'm weird. You don't think I can provide for myself? You don't think that I can be productive in the world? What do that mean? Yeah, I'm weird. If you don't like a nigga that can be himself, go be around another nigga. Or go entertain yourself with a nigga that is insecure about himself. You telling me that not going to change how I move around. You know what I'm saying? And that's, bro, I always seem to get into those, or used to have get into those conversations with people, because it's like, you really expect me to think that, to care what you think about me. As a man, that's not my job, to care what another man thinks about me, because I don't know about you guys, but I do what the fuck I want to do in life, because I'm an adult, and this is my life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about, oh, if I'm doing something wrong, I'm not going to let somebody call me on that. Of course I'm not talking about that, bro. We accountable over here. We taking constructive criticism because we like to be better. We don't like to be, and when I say we, I mean me. We don't like to be in the same positions and stagnant and shit. I take constructive criticism, bro, because that's the only way you can grow. Thinking that you know everything, you're gonna be an idiot. And there's a lot of you niggas out here that think y'all know everything, and people passing y'all by, life passing you by because you're not open to any type of criticism. But I'm talking about you just being you and a nigga having a problem with it. And it's like, bro, that's not a me problem, that's a you problem. You feel like you have to act a certain way because you don't want people to think certain shit about you. I'm aware that people gonna think what they think. So what the fuck am I stressing over it about? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of nuances to this shit. And it's like, bro, y'all niggas is hoes. I've come to that conclusion. Y'all niggas is hoes. Bro, I ain't gonna say no names. But I'm not even cool with this person no more. But I was talking to a person about an issue that me and T was having. And the nigga said, just cheat. That's what I'll be doing. I promise you, if you cheat, all them problems that y'all have, you won't even care about them, because you just go fuck your other bitch, and then, you know, you'll be cool. And it was like, man, because, bro, I don't tell niggas what to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't tell nobody what to do. I give you advice, you know, if you ask for it. If I see you doing some whole ass shit, I'm gonna tell you about yourself. But it's really your decision to take the constructive criticism or advice at that point. I'm not about to make nobody do nothing. I don't have any children. So I told him, I'm like, bro, that may be cool for you, bro, but that's not why I'm in a relationship. If I wanted to fuck another female, I wouldn't be in a committed relationship, bro. I would just be out here fucking females. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it was, I remember I told my girl this, and she was very upset. She was not happy with this individual, because we both know this individual. And she was upset. She was kind of mad, like, you're still talking to him, even though da-da-da. And our relationship, it wasn't like a friend relationship. Like, we friends, but we're not talking because we're friends. You know, if you know, you know. So, it's kind of crazy, because it's like, bro, you know, that kind of showed me something, because we didn't necessarily have a fallout, because I don't really have fallouts with people, bro. I'm kind of done with that. You know, people may know me to be the nigga that lashes out and flips out on you, and, you know, I will do that, because y'all niggas be trying people, and y'all think that just because we cool, that we supposed to be cool with you trying a motherfucker. Like, I'm kind of trying to stop that, because that's not healthy to blow up. But sometimes, I'm sorry, and I may be wrong, sometimes I feel like people need to be blown up on. People need to be told about themselves, and you need to sell people the fuck out because they trying you. But that's not the case that what happened with this individual. There's a lot of times I also do this thing where I just fade away from you. I just stop talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, sometimes, bro, you don't even need to put all of that energy into something to where you flipping out and hollering and screaming and stuff, because guess what? The motherfucker 9 times out of 10 don't care. And a lot of people like to lie to themselves and not take accountability of their actions. So they're going to be stuck on the point that you're hollering and screaming and quote unquote disrespecting them, even though you know you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool if you want to think that. That's low frequency thinking that I don't do, because I like to move forward in life. But again, I don't have any children. So if that's what you want to feel, that's how you want to think and approach things in life, hey, go forward and do that. You know what I'm saying? But we closing this out. I don't know if we want to do an episode this week, man. I do want to do an album review of Ransom's new album. I wanted to listen to Guap Dad's tape. I don't know if I'm going to do that yet, man. I just, bro, with this quarantine shit, dog, I've not really been in a listening to music type of mood. You know what I'm saying? I know that that sounds bad, because this is majority of music podcast, but at the same time, bro, we can't sit here and talk about music all the time, because it's just not enough that you can say about music to talk about keep a whole podcast going, especially with it being just me. Fam, matter of fact, and y'all not gonna do it, so I'm not even gonna ask y'all, but I need a host. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how that's gonna happen, because even when, you know, things go back to what we, you know, quote unquote normal, I'm not gonna have time to, you know, be meeting up with people like that, bro. We gotta get to the bag. So I may just have to rock this on my own. We'll see. We'll see, man. I've, you know, been introduced to Zoom now, so maybe, you know, niggas could just do a Zoom podcast. That may be a little easier. I still would have to find a host and all of that. And I'm not, like, actively trying to find a host. But I know that... I know I can... I believe in myself. I can do this shit by myself. But, you know, I don't want to become stagnant, you know, with only my opinions being voiced. You know what I'm saying? And my point of view. Because people may look at things a whole nother way. And, you know, at the same time, bro, I have a very, like, I have the perfect guest, but we don't live in the same state. We have totally different schedules. We both have a significant other. So, you know what I'm saying? We may have to wait till I move, you know, move states. Who knows when that's going to happen. But that's it for this segment. Like I said, man, We got that Facebook group. I'm going to put it in the regular description of the podcast. So whenever you listen, wherever you're listening to the podcast, I don't know, like, in, you know, on Spotify, you see the regular description up at the top. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes with all other apps. So you'll be able to see that and join the Facebook group if you want to. But I ain't going to keep y'all much longer. We out.